This is the sound of human brain waves translated into music. It's a performance called Brain Songs by the artist Amy Carl. She wears a medical headset that measures different brain activities, which is connected to musical instruments via a digital interface. She's exploring what it means to be human in a future where human bodies are enhanced by digital technology inside us.
I can see the potentials for technology to lead us to very negative scenarios and positive scenarios. In and of itself, technology could be seen as kind of neutral. It's how we use it. Many people think of technology as something outside of ourselves, like a computer or a robot. But the way I view technology is something that we can embody into ourselves to help us be more human. When we think about a technology like a pacemaker that's put into a human to help save our father, save our grandmother, or save our child, we're not looking at this human as being enhanced in some way that's a future RoboCop scenario. We're seeing this life that has been given more hope and it continues to live on. This is how I look at enhancing humans, so that we can empower ourselves to be healthier, more intelligent, and more emotionally intelligent. So I can think about scenarios where we have wearables that can read facial expressions of the people that we're dealing with to help enhance our relationships with our lovers, our children, our coworkers, ways to communicate and understand one another better.
Amy Carl is part of a meeting called The Shock of the New, held here at an 18th century Rococo palace on the banks of a lake in Salzburg. But while the surroundings may be historic, the thoughts are of what lies ahead. Mark Stevenson is a futurist author.
The bad is that pretty much everything is broken, the way we govern ourselves, healthcare system, you name it, all of our systems face huge challenges. The good news is that everything is fixable, but the ugly news is that there's a huge transition coming as the systems we have now, which are wholly incapable of dealing with the challenges we've got, fail and are necessarily replaced by new ways of organizing, and that messiness, that transition is going to be very difficult. We still have these mindsets of the zero-sum game. Nations compete against nations, corporations compete against corporations. And actually, the human race needs to be able to realize that we all go up or we all go down together. The artists, at their best, enable you to see things anew and afresh and juxtapose ideas that you may not have seen put together in a certain way. And that is a great liberation. Because if you can see anew, then you can act anew.
You know how they say in the world there's a Jamaican everywhere in the world you go? Well, I was the first Jamaican on the moon.
The storyteller Claire Nelson telling me what she calls her new planetary myth for the 21st century. The story, which is set in the near future, features her as the first Jamaican on the moon, running the Space Goodwill Games. She says most visions of the global future are being provided by white males. She says she wants to provide an alternative view.
We live through story. Everybody has a story. We exchange ideas through story. Your friends tell you things through story. So when we want to make change, we can't only think of it from a cerebral, data-driven perspective. Yes, we need data to justify. The science has to be there. But if you can find that personal story, you can help move a decision maker, a policy maker, a politician, I think more easily in the direction of where you want to move them. It's about trying to convince people that this is a real future, not just a theatrical experience. So I think this song, One Love, One Heart, Let's Get Together and Feel Alright. One Love, One Earth, Give Thanks and Praise to Your Lord, and Let Us Be Alright.